start to your hidden love story, where we're going to be flipping your emotional selves around to better. And today's episode is about trusting the process. And the main reason that I'm having this show on is because I have this gift to naturally flip everybody's story around, as long as you're in line to receive. We're flipping that internal story around, that one that's feeding our soul, that one that's not working for us, that one that puts doubt and lack and insecurity and all those things, that fear and all those things in us that stop us from momentum. I'm here to, let's flip that script around and let's give our story momentum. Let's give ourselves hope. Let's give ourselves purpose. It only takes a moment in time for us to change the mind thought process. But it takes consistency to change an old pattern, an old way. I mean, we have been telling ourselves for so many years, for so long, how insecure we are, or how we're not supposed to trust ourselves, or we're so afraid to make the next move, to do whatever it is that we want to do. Like me in this show, I mean, me doing this show, it was a thought that came to me. And when the thought came, I moved. Because if I sat in the thought too long, I was going to get afraid. And you know what's going to happen when I got afraid? It's going to slow that process down. It's actually, if I stay in that thought too long, it's going to actually take the dream away. It means that I wouldn't even be here to share my stories with you, or to share your stories back at me. So we can be flipping your script around so you can find your hidden love story within your life. And there is a process. So, I normally have a story to tell about the process, and this week's been a really awkward week, but it's almost like lining things up for things to perfectly and magically take place. And, like the story that I can think of that I can is that's happened to me recently, that I had to go ahead and trust the process of what's going on. And it doesn't have anything to do with my hidden love story, yeah, but maybe it can. Maybe it opened the door to my hidden love story, for maybe, you know, we could get together and do something together, because my Thanksgiving has been changed. Things happened where I was supposed to be a certain place on a certain day on Thanksgiving Day, but everything didn't line up that way. And when I was told that, you know, things weren't going to be that way, it took me a little while to go through the process. It's like, I don't got nowhere to go for Thanksgiving. And then I go, it's just another day. Doesn't really matter. Oh, maybe, just maybe, the universe has my back. Maybe the universe wants me to be somewhere else. Because see, I'm trusting the process instead of going into, oh, poor me. I don't get to be where I thought I wanted to go or be, because whatever the reason why. But things got shifted around, and I don't want to feel this sadness, so it's a choice for me to flip my own story around. And for me to flip my story around, I really have to trust the process. The universe has a plan, one that I don't know about. Maybe it's opening the door so I'm available to go out with this hidden love story. Maybe it's time for us to go out to dinner, I don't know. They should really have the Sprite right here where I'm taking the drink, so it should say Sprite right here. So it's actually advertising, but when I have to show it this way, I can't take a drink here. I have to turn the can to take a drink. They ought to think about that when they're making their cans, you know. Yeah, maybe Mr. Sprite guy and I'll make a commercial one day. It could be on Sprite, it could be on something else. I think this commercial kind of stuff has been kind of pretty fun. What do you guys think? You think my commercials have been fun? It adds a little perk to the show. So as my Thanksgiving plans got changed, yeah, at first, again, I was saddened. I was upset. I was mad. But as I got all those feelings, I'm going, why am I upset? Well, because things aren't going my way. Okay. But, you know, sometimes we don't understand what way the universe has set up for us. I'm going, well, I can release the need of feeling like I have to be there at that particular place at that particular time. In fact, everything got rearranged for another day, but you know, when Thanksgiving Day comes, it's like, am I going to feel less than? Yeah, those tears want to come. Am I going to feel like I don't have a place to go? I got lots of places to go, don't get me wrong. It's I didn't get to go where I thought I was going to go. Oh, I could still go there, but then I have to deal with situations that I'm really not ready to deal with. I'm not wanting to deal with. I'm choosing not to at this moment in my time, because it will bring tears to my eyes on that day if I go show up. So it's something I'm working through. I haven't gotten through that, but it's a matter of time. So I didn't know I was going to get all choked up while I was talking about this, but that is trusting the process. I'm trusting that the universe has plans for me to be somewhere else, and it's definitely not over there to where I thought I was going to be. And, you know, we're going to let the universe decide for me with some hints. Trusting the process. What happens when we trust the process? It's like you actually fill yourself up with this loving energy. Instead of that, you know, when I'm trusting that the process that's happening is right, I'm actually filling my body and my soul up with this loving energy instead of that less than sorrow or not whole or not complete. And real life reflection, she made it. She's on the road, so she can't be texting as much. And Sunny, she's here. Hello, Sunny, hello. And my brother Greg's here, and Paula is here. I'm so happy to see everyone here. So when we're trusting the process, it's easier to love ourselves. Love the energy that's happening. In fact, that's pretty much what's happened with myself. I was able to, you know, just let all the noise settle down. I let all the noise settle down so I could be okay with the process that the universe is showing me. When I lean on trusting what the universe has to offer me, this peace settles down inside of me, this real peace, this contentment, this calmness, this ease, like, you know what? I'm so thankful and grateful that when things don't work out exactly the way I think that they're supposed to work out, that I have this other sense in me that goes, okay, let's see where we need to take a turn in direction so I can feel okay in this process. So I can feel whole in this process. So I can feel complete in this process. So I don't have to feel less than whole and complete. I get to feel whole and complete. That's kind of funny how things come out. To know that the obstacles that get in our way, they're actually detours to head us in the right direction. Isn't that pretty cool? They get to head us in the right direction when we trust that the obstacles that come our way, that we know the universe is guiding us. And believe me, in the last year, I have been following universal signs, and the universe has guided me, and it's led me, and it's giving me such clear signs that letting me know, hold on to your story, Cynthia. Hold on to your hidden love story. Because the hidden love story I got going, the universe is showing me daily If I want to lose track of that love story, the universe is going, nope, that's right here. Nope, I'm going to show you again. I'm going to show you again, Missy. Where I started to admire the messages that the universe has to offer me. I wake up giggling. I get this laughter and this play because of the signs that come my way. Because it's not letting me make a mistake. It's keeping me on track on my happy ever after love story that's in the middle of progressing. And knowing that, you know, like obstacles that get in our way, sometimes, you know, there's been things that have gotten, that I felt like maybe got in the way of this relationship actually connecting yet, because it's like, we've met this much, but but there's been things that have gotten in the way, but they have been leading us in the right direction. They've been taking care of our soul. They've been setting us up to be at the same vibration, to be able to come in together at the same level, at the same time, in the same energy, at the same space, at the same kind of mindset. Well, you guys are kind of doing the same kind of thing, but you're not clashing. You're working together. My first half an hour of the show is not about asking me questions at the moment. Then we can talk about this in a little bit, okay? I'm happy to help. I am. But when we are being guided in this universal way, and we trust in that, kind of brings even a peace within. It brings a calmness within. It's like you can actually get a lot more done working out of this calm state of mind. So we're going to go on a little commercial break, and we're going to get back to the reasons why we should trust the process. Let's see which commercial break we're going to do. We're going to do this one. Commercial break time. And what's she going to talk about on a commercial?
Yeah, what's she going to talk about?
She's going to talk about, did you know that Cynthia Towett, she's an author. She wrote a book this year called Flipping Your Emotional Story Around to Better. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Yes, that's the book that she wrote, and it is on Amazon. It is an ebook and a hard copy, whichever you prefer. Go over there right now and grab your copy right now to see what it's going to take to flip your emotional story around to better. Okay, back to the show now. And she's back. The reason why we want to trust the process in life is because you are calmer. You're actually calmer because you're not worried about it. You're not all stressed about it. You're not like, am I supposed to be doing this? Am I supposed to be over there? Oh, what am I supposed to? You're not asking yourself all those other questions. You actually become calmer. Not only calmer, you actually become more patient. It's like what seemed to, you wanted something to be in a hurry. Come on, hurry up. I want this to happen. All of a sudden you become like, no, it's happening exactly the way it's supposed to be happening. And you have that patience to allow that to happen exactly the way it is, because the universe does have your back. Happiness is a positive vibration of the heart within yourself. Happiness actually heals the soul. When we are trusting the process, you can actually reach your purpose in life so much easier, so much simpler. It's like, you're just like on this easy breezy trail, like, I got this, I can do this, no worry in the world, because I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I know I'm supposed to be here, live, on this TV program, for you, and many others in the future, because I know the messages I have to share, well, are kind of neat. They actually help heal people's lives, their minds, their stories, It gives them life. It gives them more confidence. It gives them more purpose. It gives them more resilience. You become more grateful, even. It's not all about everything out there. It's like you like enjoying the process, the growth that takes place. Each and every day we grow in this awesome, amazing way. And when we can keep our vibes on a higher vibe by flipping our scripts around, then you're actually living life instead of just being here, which we've all gotten so accustomed to doing. Timing is everything. Part of trusting the process is being divinely timed, being in the right place at the right time, at the right moment. You are actually more open to change, to something bigger coming your way, to something better coming your way, because you're trusting that the process is coming. You trust that, you know, that's what you've been doing. You've been going forward for this next thing to happen, and you've been trusting that process. And it allows you to grow easier because you're not all frustrated. You're not all burnt out of shape. You're trusting that, you know, you're right here on purpose, on time, at the right spot, at the right place, checking out the right people. And you know that person that makes your heart go tick, 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 tick. First, though, you find that happiness within yourself. That joy, that radiant, that glee, that joyful way in life. Life becomes so simple. It becomes so natural flowing. It's like you already trust the process of life. When you're trusting that process, you actually value yourself even more. Every person has a different role in life as a daughter, son, mother. Yeah. Every person does have a different role in life. That's true. But we all have this emotional self that we are built from. Because I go back to the basics. I have a daughter. I'm a mother. I have a father and a mother. And they have different roles, but we all have the same emotions. Sadness is sadness, anger is anger, frustration is frustration, happiness is happiness, joy is joy, laughter is laughter. One emotion. The emotions are the same throughout each of us. It's not the role that you're playing, it's the emotional journey that you're living. So we get to choose the emotional journey that we want to live. We can live in those lower vibrational ways, sadness, disappointment, anger, insecurities, doubt. I can't do this. I don't call that much a living, though. We could live in happiness, joy, laughter, play, love, peace, harmony. I'm not saying those other emotions aren't of value, because they are. There are learning tools. They're telling us, don't go that way, don't go that way, don't. But if you have to, I'll let you suffer some more. I'll take your life away a little bit more. But I know that you really want to live your life, because that's why you were born, to live life. So if we learn how to flip our internal scripts around so it's actually feeding us this healthier story on a regular basis over that one of insecurity, doubt, don't know if you can do this. I know it happens to you because it happens to me, and I got a lot of my emotions in check, but I tell you what, every day I go, oh, is this really going to happen? Oh, you know, is that going to happen? You know, I have to surrender. Going, oh no, those doubts and insecurities and ways have been programmed into us because we've been told all our lives that we cannot. Go to your room. Be quiet. But I'm not going to my room. Well, kind of. I mean, we're all in a room nowadays, right? I'm not going to my room. I'm not going to be quiet. Because I believe that we all have a purpose to be sharing our story out to the world. Whatever story that is, it's different for each one of us, how that story comes out and gets presented. There's no two people alike, but there are people that mirror image each other. I know one that I'm really amazed at how often we mirror image each other, and sometimes right to the minute, right to the second. I don't know if they're aware of it, but I'm aware of it. It really opened my eyes to this other journey in life. Is like, have our eyes really been closed to actually seeing that there's more to the world than fear, insecurity, lack, less than? I have to hurry up and prove myself. I've been trying to prove myself all my life, and I'm done trying to prove myself because I'm just myself. We have to prove ourselves. That's the silliest thing. I don't know about you, but I know about me. I don't want to have to prove myself to nobody. I am who I am. I'm beautiful, and I'm radiant, I'm loving, I'm kind, because I choose to be this way. I can go into those other vibrational ways and stew and sit and stay. But that's not where I vibrate at my higher level, so I choose not to. So it's kind of like a missionary work for me, kind of not, it is, for me to flip as many scripts around to better that I'm able to flip, to bring a higher vibrational way into people's day. And I have just this natural way of doing it. When you trust the process, ways to trust the process is to focus on things that you value. Only put your mind on things that you can control. Don't put things on something that you, are you going to put your mind out there, something that you can't control? Don't. Put your mind in something that you can do, that you have some kind of mission that you could fulfill. And have faith in the unknown, because I tell you what, we really don't know what's going to happen from a minute from now. So, but we're always wanting to know where we're going to be 5 years from now. Heck, I don't know where I'm going to be in a year from now. My last year has brought me on such a this wild, wonderful journey. And it has been through chaos and ups and downs. But the best part is me being me. From the things I've learned through the process is each lower emotion that actually came my way, I actually flip that script around. And what many of you don't know is I had fibromyalgia for 15 years, where those lower feels were in there. They were deep-seated in my body, in my soul. And today that fibromyalgia doesn't come back as long as I keep working my purpose, doing my mission, coming out here and sharing with you guys. We have to keep thinking those better thoughts that we have this lovely life to live. But there is no trophy like a movie type when the movie is done and released. It then, 1 year, they are a trophy. So, don't listen to what anybody else is saying. When I have this hidden love story and it's mine, and it makes me happy. It makes me full of joy. It makes me full of passion and desire. It gives me momentum. But if I start talking to my story to somebody that doesn't believe in my story, that's like a Nosslayer or whatever, you know, somebody that wants to oppose what I'm doing. Most of the time, I'll see you later. I don't want to hear your story. I don't need somebody coming in here trying to take my dream away. Because it's my dream, and it's okay if I live it, because I'm happy. The moment I stop living my dream, I'm not happy. I want to live my dream to the fullest. Yes, I love me the most too. Because you know why I love me the most? Because when I love me the most, that's when I'm going out there looking for love, I'm going to be finding someone that loves them too. They love themselves just as much. Because if they don't love themselves, then we won't be a vibrational match. And we want to be that vibrational match with the one that we want to attract into our life. Let's see. They say, why is it important? Why is it important? Yeah, I'm not like, you know, somebody who's been on behind the TV screen for 9 years and don't have any notes. And maybe they never did have any notes. But, you know, I have this kind of theme that I'm trying to follow. So, yeah, I got my notes. Yeah. But I tell you what, if I was filming with that person, I probably wouldn't need any notes at all, because we would bounce off of each other like there's no tomorrow. We would make probably probably their life too. Well, I'm certain for their life too. It would probably be the most joyful, exciting time that we ever had in life, that we're going, how did this happen? How did this laughter and play and happiness, joy happen by two people hooking up together? Because they were on the same mission. They were on the same journey. They had the same, you know, forward movement going. And helping heal people's mindset, their ways of believing or seeing things, so we can actually live in this happier vibrational way on a constant. And I'd love to be with that person so we could show the world. And so we could show the world that happy ever after story. Yeah, they like to be on camera too. They've been on a camera a lot longer than myself. In fact, I never knew I wanted to be on camera until I started getting on camera. And then I started trusting the process. And why is it important to trust the process? One of the things is, if we don't trust the process in life, it actually puts a slight disturbance into the universal process. And it actually disturbs our entire body function. Did you hear that? Really? When we don't trust the process, it disturbs our body and our function? Well, I get that, and I can say that because I understand that because of the fibromyalgia. That's me not trusting the process during that moment. That my whole body function was disturbed. But this is simpler, I think. I want to say it's simpler because if I don't trust the process, if I go into lack and doubt and insecurity, like even my dream that I have, if I go into doubt and insecurity, then it's not going to happen, because I'm not feeding the dream. I'm feeding the insecurity. I'm feeding the fear. I'm feeding the doubt. And boy, they love stealing your dreams away. And they love stealing your hidden love story away. And that's why I like to come in here and kind of just flip the script around as we're talking, to get us to be thinking on the higher vibrational way. What is working for us? What are you grateful for today? What is working for you today at this moment? What's perfectly in order? Because we're always looking about what's not working and what's not in order. But let's look at what is in order. Let's look at all the miracles that actually take place on a daily basis. Like the air that we breathe, it's there naturally. That's trusting the process. You trust the process that the air is there for us to breathe, so we have life to live. We don't even question it. That's what we need to do with our own internal selves. Not question our journey as we're going forward in this journey, this beautiful, lovely, awesome, amazing journey. When we trust in the process, we grow, we expand, we become so much more. We become loving, we become kind, we become this awesome, amazing, radiant person. life process is here to help our body survive through the changes around us. The process that's happening to us is helping us survive what's going on around us. That's why it's so important for us to trust the process that life has to offer us. To stop questioning the process, the why and how, and who says I can, I'm not good enough, I'm not whole enough, I'm not cute enough, I'm not smart enough. Stop. Say, I'm awesome. I'm amazing. I'm special. I'm kind. I'm one of a kind, unique. There's nobody else out there like me. I'm radiant. Start believing in those stories. That's what's going to wake you up, to give you life, to live this life that you have right now today. Let me read some of my chats here and see what's going on. I love the me the most. I count on the process. It saves me every time. It does. Your episodes heal me in the root level. Yes, I've been told that most times. Take it easy and chill out the mindset. Awesome. It is a mindset. We have to flip our mindset around. And it is an emotional process. It is an emotional journey that we have to live through to actually flip that script to get to the other side. So when that story comes back that brought us under, that made us feel less than whole and complete, when that story comes back again, the next time, if it ever comes back, it never, ever affects you the same way. Because you rewrote the script to one that served your purpose, serves your soul, feeds your soul. The one that you can live with. One that you are, gives you growth, lets you expand, lets you be a better person, a bigger person, a healthier person. We go on so many journeys in our life. And we're so quick to judge ourselves. We are so quick to see what's wrong. We're so quick to find fault in our journey. Why aren't we so quick to find out what we just did right? Why aren't we so quick to say, aha, I want that, aha, that's it, let's go. Well, right now I understand that because that's part of trusting the process and part of, like that part of me that wants to go and go and go in this certain area, it has to trust the process. And every single time that I felt like I was in a hurry to get somewhere or be somewhere, that I went into trusting the process, I was actually thankful and grateful I did, because there was so much growth that happened, not on just my side, but on the other person's side too. The growth that's taking place is crazy amazing. So we can line up better. Let's see, what's the affirmation and what you go home with today? When you lean towards love, know that you are led. And instead of praying for an outcome that we think that we want, pray for the highest good for all. In fact, the journey that I'm on this journey because I have been praying for the highest good for all, not for myself. This is for me and everybody else to be on this, the highest good for all. It wouldn't be any worthy. It wouldn't be worthy to me for it just to be myself. I want to share the journey so everybody else can be enjoying their life too. I don't want to enjoy it just by myself, right? It's like, come on, let's have some fun. Know that you are the loving energy of the universe. We we are part of the universe. The universe provides so much for us. It's got the trees and the water and the food and the air and the sky and the sun. We trust in that every day. Can we just start trusting in ourselves? So thank the universe for helping me see beyond limits of fear. Thank you for expanding my perceptions so I can see what is of the highest good. Because we want to be operating from our highest good.